Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd calling. Just thought I would say good morning to everybody before we start. Name of the show is Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. And we think that's an interesting subject. We're finding more and more people are agreeing with us. The guest call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I was hoping to have Vicki Morris with me today, but she had to postpone until next week because of a board meeting. So we will be having some very interesting guests come up, and we look forward to working with you and working with them. There's no charge for listening to the shows. My background is I've been in real estate for about 30 years. We closed $26 million in deal flow recently, $500 million funds up for deal flow. Plus, we probably have $500 million or so in process right now, if not more. It's growing every day. Okay, I'm going to do a quick disclaimer, and then we'll get into the show. Okay, the disclaimer goes like this. Okay, the show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Lipstick and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable. We make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. Views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Lipstick or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Lipstick and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so the website for my company is www.creativeflips.webs.com. The accomplishments and resume tabs will help you understand more about us. Our phone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. We do return all calls or have somebody from our office get back with you. I have a coordinator named Dana Lee. Shout out to Dana for all her help. She'll probably be returning the calls, at least initially. And let's see, my cell phone is 818-585-9706, 9 to 5 California time. Our email address is fci@pecbell.net. Our Twitter is @KenShepherd, and our Facebook is Ken Shepherd. Facebook/KenShepherd or Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. I have a class that I do every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 to 10, California time for an hour, mastermind session to talk about how we can help each other do more deals in real estate. We're very excited about it, and we really want you to be part of that. And we look forward to working with you on all of that. If you're interested in that, go to kenshepherd51@yahoo.com. Put mastermind in the subject line and let us know that's of interest to you. Okay, and we also have a way for you to connect with 140,000 or more investors that are active all over the country. And the link is kenreradio.com. No cost to join. There is a premium up if you want to, but you don't have to. You can stay free forever and meet all kinds of people all over the country, and if not, all over the world, actually. Always use your strengths to cover your weaknesses. And so that's pretty much all the different stuff that I wanted to talk about to start with. The topic of the show today is, I think, a very important one, very important. And it is creating credibility and building credibility. One of the things that we say is that you only have one reputation. And if you soil that reputation, it's word travels so fast, good and bad, in this world today, especially with all the things that are going on with the internet, that it's just like nothing that we've ever known before. So consequently, I've got a call calling in. Let's see. How do I pick up this caller? Okay, let's pick up the caller. Good morning. You're live. Can you hear me okay? Hello? Let's see if I can pick them up. You? Screen? Hello? Hi, are you there? Hello? you're live on Ken Shepherd making money in real estate when you have no money. Are you there? You're not there. Okay. I'm going to hang up on this caller, and they can call back in because, of course, maybe they're muted. Let's see. Hello, can you hear me? No? Okay. Try it one more time. Hello, can you hear me? No. Okay. All right. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm going to hang up on this caller unless I can hear you on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you're not there. Hello? Okay, so they can call back in if they want to call back in. In any event, as I was saying, credibility is the most important thing. If you don't have credibility, you don't have anything. Your people trust you, and everything in business is about trust and people having confidence in you and your abilities. And you have to start from day one. This doesn't have anything to do with your knowledge of real estate. It just has to do with how you treat people and how you handle situations. Never, ever say what you can't do. Never, ever say what you can't make happen. Always be honest with people. Always be upfront with people. And always tell them the truth. Okay? And if you don't know something, don't say you do. And so I can't say enough about credibility, and I can't say enough about veracity. I just can't. It's so important. And the way you build credibility is, first of all, people that get to know you obviously start to trust you. And the more they trust you, the more they refer you to people that they know. And one thing leads to another, and then to another, and then to another. And you find that hopefully, sooner or later, you actually have them trusting you enough that they start to feed you to people that they know, and so on and so on and so on. And I have found that if you have that kind of trust and you have that kind of credibility and you build that kind of a relationship with people, they will give you the world. However, on the other hand, if they don't feel comfortable with you and they feel like you haven't been honest and fair with them and all that kind of good stuff, given the circumstances of any situation, they will not feel the same. They just won't. And so I think a big part of any business, and certainly in this industry it's very, very prevalent, is you have to have what you say you have, and you have to do what you say you do, and walk the walk and talk the talk. Now, one of the things we always tell people is make sure you do your due diligence. We did a show on due diligence this week. Please listen to that show. It's very, very important. We did it on, I think, Wednesday. I'll tell you exactly when we did it. It's that important. I want you to know. We did it on the 26th, Wednesday the 26th, due diligence and research. Very, very important stuff. When you're dealing with people that you do not know, you have one chance to make an impression, and you've got to make a good impression, or they will not want to work with you. So you have to do it quickly. You have to be able to say to them, and I kind of say, if you can't say it in 30 minutes, if you can't say it to me in 30 seconds, you can't say it to me in 2 hours. So you have to be able to very, very quickly capsulize what we call the elevator presentation, which means essentially if you get in an elevator and I'm in the elevator with you and you want to talk to me and I ask you what you do, you have just that much time while the elevator's going up to whatever floor I'm going to or you're going to before we're done, unless we exchange cards or something. Okay? So you always want to have a great relationship with people, and you always want to make sure that you work with them honestly. One of the things that we always say is referrals are your best referral, right? Because when you have a referral that sends you to somebody, that means they're putting their trust in you that you're going to take care of the person that they referred you to. And if things go well, you're going to hear about it. And if things don't go well, you'll probably hear about it as well. So it's really important that you be honest with people and you help them help themselves do the best they possibly can. I'm going to talk a little bit about a story that I just got involved with where people came to us and didn't have what they said they had at the end of the day. And when they, you know, when somebody comes to me and they say, okay, I can get you next to a seller or I can get you to a bank or whatever, and it turns out that they can't even get you a letter that says that they have that authority to be able to put you together with that bank, much less put you on the phone with the bank. And we do sign non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreements all day to make sure we protect people, and we're happy to do it. But the most important thing is you have to have what you say you have. These people didn't have it. They just didn't have it. And so when they didn't have it, and then they called me back another time and they wanted me to look at yet another deal, what do you think my attitude was? Well, last time around, you didn't have what you say you have, so why would I think you have it this time around? Oh, this time around is different. Okay. Well, if it's different, then once again, we get back to the same thing, and I keep driving people back to that due diligence show because it's so, so important. I mean, due diligence runs right hand in hand with credibility and building your and being honest with people. I mean, there's nothing more important, nothing more important than making sure that people have confidence in you. Because when they have confidence in you, they'll invest with you, they'll trust you, and you'll start to see deals happen. That's how things go. And they don't happen overnight. Credibility isn't something where you can pick up the phone and pick it up in 30 seconds. I mean, even if they want to talk to you, you have to tell them things that make them comfortable that you have what you say you have. Now, you say to yourself, okay, well, I don't have all the things that I would love to have in the way of support and money and you know, whatever I need in order to get deals done, how do I get that? Well, one of the ways you get that is contacting us. Another way you get that is going to that website, kenreradio.com. Another way you get that is just listening to the shows and getting better and better at what you do. Go back and listen in the archives. Everything's free. I mean, I have been in this industry 30-plus years, and everything that I've ever learned in my life of over 30 years of being in business and in this industry, I'm giving away at no charge. No charge whatsoever. Why? Because hopefully we'll see deal flow from it. And more importantly, or as importantly, I should say, we help other people get deals done. Because we all need to come together and help each other do more business. Because every time you do a deal, it's not just your deal and it's not just my deal or whatever. It's all these other people that you created employment for, escrow, title, everybody. So consequently, every time you do a deal, you're really helping this country as well as getting paid. So consider yourself a hero for every deal you close. So I'm going to go back for a second and talk a little bit about what happened with this other situation. So they said to me, okay, well, here's this list of all these properties that are available that you can buy at a deep discount and blah, blah, blah. And so they sent me this list of about 50 properties. Well, it turned out that they don't have access to any of it, not one property, not one. What they do have is they have the gift of gab initially to me. And what I learned over many, many years is you need to ask people to give you confidence that they have what they say they have, and that gets back to the due diligence again. But when you're dealing with people and they say to you, this is the one I love, when they say to me, if I say, can I see your resume? They say, can't you just trust me? Oh, do I have to sign an NCND? Can't you just trust me? Well, you know, trust only goes so far. And I think it's very important to have paper because you have some sort of an agreement that at least says, and it doesn't have to be specific to a deal, and it doesn't have to be anything more than just something that says, we're going to treat each other right. That's what our non-circumvention non-disclosure says. We're going to treat each other right. Neither of us is going to sue the other. We're going to solve anything in arbitration. We're going to tell each other what's going on. We're going to share information in regards to the deals we're working on. We're going to respect each other's contacts. We're not going to go around each other and do things that all of a sudden is wrong. Like somebody, if I introduce somebody to an investor or one of my partners or a hedge fund or whatever, you know, I'm not going to get a call from the hedge fund 2 minutes later that they called them back and said they wanted to do something by themselves. I had a friend of mine who I've done a lot of business with. We closed a $16 million deal with him. And he and I were talking about this just yesterday because we're working on a bunch of other stuff. And I said to him, I said, you know, I told him we were talking about this because I was obviously the subject of this morning's show. And he said, you know, I had a situation recently where I introduced a guy to an absolutely enormous opportunity. And then he ended up calling the investor ended up calling him and saying, look, if you have any other deals, you don't need to bring it through the guy that brought you to me in the first place. And the guy who was told that by the investor called my friend and told my friend what happened. And my friend called the investor, and the investor denied it. So it's kind of a touchy situation, you know. But it turned out that my friend has known not the investor, but he's known the guy who brought him the deal way, way longer than he's known the investor. So if he has to choose to trust somebody, he chose to trust the guy who brought him the deal or who is not the investor. And so he called the investor. He says, you know, I really try to be honest with you. I try to be straight with you. You know, why are you doing this? Because I know I've talked to this guy and I've talked to a few other people and, you know, you have a pattern. People will do patterns. That's another thing. People have a tendency to repeat their patterns. If they'll do something with you, they're going to do something, the same thing with somebody else. So if they'll sign an NCND with you right away, non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreement, that is, then you know they'll probably pretty much sign it with anybody else. But if they're going to be very difficult to work with and they're going to want to make all kinds of changes to this document, what are they going to be like when you get into a real conversation and a real deal? Because if somebody's having problems signing a truth agreement, which is really what I call an NCND, something that really says we're going to treat each other right, what in the world are they going to be like when you get into a real business environment with them? That's very important. And, you know, so I found that it's sort of like the non-circumvention, non-disclosure agreement, which I'm happy to send anybody that wants to just ask me for it, is free. And I paid a lot of money to get it, but I'll give it for free. It's like a litmus test. It kind of says, okay, you trust me, I trust you, let's sign this piece of paper. Okay? And it gets back to the same thing with credibility. If somebody's credible, they'll sign. If somebody's not, then they won't. If somebody won't show you their resume, why won't they show you their resume? And if they don't have a resume, say you don't have a resume. Say, look, I haven't been doing this that long, but I am around people that have, and I could provide you with their credentials. That's good enough. I don't necessarily care if you've ever done a piece of business in your life. All I want to know is you have the people around you that give you the comfort. And if you're working with me, it doesn't matter to me either way. I just want to know you're sincere and you're trying to get something done and you're willing to work hard to accomplish your goals. Because it is not about money. Money will follow a good deal. There is so much money on the street, it's ridiculous. It's about credibility and it's about finding good structured products. So I'm going to go back to the subject of today, which is credibility. Again, it's all about treating people right. It's all about doing for others what you want them to do for you. It's about making sure that they can trust you. I cannot express trust enough. I know I've said it a few times in this class, or this show rather, but trust is so important. You know, because if people trust you, they'll send you all kinds of stuff. They'll throw documents at you. If they don't trust you, they're going to say, well, why should I do that? And one of the things we do is we always say, look, you know, if you don't want to send anything to us, that's okay. You can send it directly to the investor. And then if I'm not the investor and I'm packaging the deal, or if I'm in a syndication and I'm bringing it to my partners. Because sometimes people don't want to release their confidential documents except to somebody who's a check writer. Now, we are a check writer, okay? But in some cases, we package for third parties, and they're the check writer. Or we write checks with them as a partner. Everything is different. All the deals are different. Situations change. I'll give you another example of credibility. We had a guy on the show about a week and a half ago named Michael Mazzella. He's a real estate investor in Hawaii. And he has a successful business. Been doing it for 10 years, bought about 10 properties a year. And because he was so happy with the show, when he put out his last email about things he's doing in Hawaii, he put in a little section about us and, you know, to listen to the show and to learn more about us. And, you know, because he was on the show and he was really excited about being on the show. Isn't that great? Now, that all became... It all happened because of credibility. And again, these things don't happen overnight. I've known Michael now for 6 months or so, maybe a year. We've talked 3 or 4 times, and now we're getting to know each other a little better. And initially, it was really hard to get him to respond to my emails. He didn't respond at all originally. And then I spoke to his assistant, and then little by little, we got to know each other, and now we're kind of becoming friends. And, you know, it's great to have friends all over the place, especially in Hawaii. But, you know, it's back to he trusted us. He trusted us with his, and he sent out our name to his entire list of people that are on his email list. And his email list is pretty extensive. So that was a really nice compliment to us in how he felt about us. I got another thing the other day from a group. that's doing a big seminar, and they wanted to come on the show and talk about their seminar. And I thought that was really nice. They obviously trusted us because they trust our audience, and they trust the information. More than that, they want to get closer to us. They want to work with us, and the people they're working with are just enormous. So we're working on setting up a conversation with them to introduce them to you guys, and then also to for us to get more involved with them and do more things. We're starting to get more calls off of the people that call us from the KenAriRadio.com. You know, they come through that link and they bring us deal flow. And again, it's all about credibility. It's all about building your brand, building your relationships, building trust with people. And you know what? No matter what you do, no matter what you say, there's always going to be somebody that's not happy. It's always going to be the way it is. And they may even put something about you in some places like the internet, which I think is really wrong, and I don't believe any of that stuff because I think it's like sort of like you know, a place to just kind of expound your unhappiness or whatever. But the most important thing is, if I ever see something like that on somebody, I'll call them and say, what's the story? I won't just let it go by, but I won't ignore them because of it, because I don't necessarily think that anything that's posted online is a reason not to do something or to do something with somebody. You need to find out more about them and more about what they're doing. But credibility is all about how you are seen by people, how they see you, and how they respond to you. I mean, and another thing about credibility is return your phone calls. And if you don't return your phone calls, send an email. If you don't send an email, send a text. Now, we try and stay on top of our emails every day. I'm not the best with phone calls, I'll admit, because I'm busy on phones like I am right now with everybody on the show. But we send an email back, or I have Dana Lee get back with them as our coordinator. She's great. Again, a shout out to Dana. And, you know, it's all about, you know, staying on top of your business. When I do this meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it starts at 9 o'clock. If I don't have enough people there by 5 after 9, I stop the meeting. Why should I have it? And then I had a guy call me the other day. He goes, I was there at 7 after 9. Where were you? I said, where were you at 9 o'clock? You know, it's about showing up. It's about being responsible. Credibility is about being there, being on time, doing things you say you're going to do. And if you're going to be late, let somebody know. Just if you're going to be late to a meeting, call them and say, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late. I'm caught in traffic or whatever. You know, just don't not show up. You know, that's all tied to credibility. Everything we're talking about, responsibility, credibility, showing up, being on time, telling the truth, all these things that go along with everything in good business ethics. And this goes back to when business began in ancient times. It's all the same. And it doesn't matter whether you're involved with real estate, selling shoes, I don't care. Dealing with your family, you have to stand up and you have to be responsible and you have to be callable. And like when I have these meetings and I offer to put my time in and people don't show up and then they call me at 10 after 9 and said, I showed up but you weren't there. It's like, well, what happened to you at 9 o'clock? And same thing with any other meeting. I mean, I've had meetings with people and we've had conference calls set up, and I'll go to the conference room, and they're not there. Why? Why aren't they there? You know, why aren't you on time? Or why didn't you at least let us know you weren't going to be on time? That's all. I mean, if you're not going to be able to make something, I understand that. But again, this all comes back to credibility. And maybe it comes down to the fact that I used to be an accountant. Maybe it comes down to the fact that I spent so many years with numbers and with exactness that I'm kind of an exacting person in that regard. I admit that, but it served me well because I had a guy just today say to me, I really appreciate you calling me on time. We had a meeting at 8 o'clock. His phone rang at 8 o'clock. That's it, you know. And I had another meeting at 7 o'clock. I was 10 minutes late. I called him ahead. I sent him an email ahead. I said, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Talked to him at 10 after 7. Call went just fine. You know, sometimes people have, you know, they can't make it and they can't write you an email, and I understand that. But I'm just saying in general, and I'm not saying we live in a perfect world and everything's black and white, because it's not. It's all gray. It's not all gray. You know, death and taxes are not gray. You know, and things like that. But a lot of things are gray. And so you always want to stand up and be counted, you know? And as I said, accounting is an exact science, but life is not, you know? But what is exact is the way you treat people and the way you respond. So if I say I'm going to call you at a particular time and you're not there, then I say, look, send me an email. Let me know when you want to reach. And if you do that twice to me, I'm not going to make a third attempt. Why would I? Doesn't make sense. There are way too many people that are willing to be responsible and you know, and do what they're supposed to do and be where they're supposed to be, you know, that it's just not right and it's not fair. It's more than that. It's all about when you don't show up to something and other people are waiting for you, then it's discourteous. And I don't think that's right either. So I don't mean to be going on and on about all this stuff, but the point is the whole capsule here and what's so important and why it's so important with everything you do with real estate and in business and in life is show up, be on time, be respectful of other people, treat people right, and all these things come down to your credibility, everything. Everything that you ever do is going to come down to how people feel about you. Do they trust you? Do they have faith in you? Can they share with you in confidence things they feel they need to share with you? Can they trust you to retain the confidentiality of those situations when appropriate? You know? And that's all it's all about. So we have about 2.5 minutes left. I wasn't able to get the Twitter feed or the Facebook feed or the Blog Talk Radio feed out for some reason. There's a glitch in the system. We'll fix that. Sorry about that. But, of course, you can always listen in the archives. And hopefully if folks are listening live, then, you know, it doesn't matter to them anyway. But we do like to let everybody know when we're going to broadcast. Because lots of times we set up our shows the night before and people may not know. And so we like to use the Twitter and the Facebook and the Blog Talk Radio feed to let them know that we're broadcasting. So, unfortunately, it's not working today, but we'll get that fixed. In any event, so we have about 2 minutes left. It's been a great week. We've met a lot of great people. We've done some, we think, really good deals that are in process, that we've seen some great stuff, a lot of it coming through you guys, a lot of it coming from people that just hear about us and, you know about us and are working with us and, or came to us or somebody I've closed with before that came back again or somebody referred them or whatever. And, you know, and it all comes back to the same thing we keep talking about over and over again. And so we talk about real estate, sure, that's true. We talk about all the things that go along with making money in real estate, that's true too. We talk about all these different things, but when it all gets down to it, none of it means anything unless you have credibility. And I hope that that's been helpful to you guys. I really do. I don't mean to be on a soapbox or anything, but I can't express how important I think it is, you know, and to have good branding and good trust with people and have them care about what you're saying, what you're doing, and want to work with you, want to help you. And the reason they're going to want to do that is because they do have faith and trust in you. And they believe that you can. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money you have. It doesn't have anything to do with anything like that. It just has to do with who you are and how you present yourself. So there's a billion books on this kind of stuff. I mean, you can look them all over the internet. You can look at all kinds of different character courses and all kinds of character people write about this kind of stuff. And it's all, a lot of it's free, obviously, that you have to buy some books, but a lot of it's free, certainly enough of it's free. But, you know, if you watch the way people work with us, if you watch the way people treat us, if you watch the way we treat them, you'll see that it's very much about keeping that credibility factor. So with that, we have about 20 seconds left. I want to tell everybody I hope you have a great weekend, and we're looking forward to having an exciting next week. This is a growing environment for me to be doing this radio show, and it's a lot of fun, and thanks again for listening. Ken Shepard, Making Money in Real Estate when you have no money. Have a very, very good day, a profitable one, and be good to your family. Bye.